I'm Jay Pierce with WVIK News. Local public health officials have not emphasized testing for COVID-19, but some people continue to express frustration and confusion about it. They'd also like to know the total number of tests conducted in Illinois and Iowa to learn how fast the virus is spreading and how serious it is. During a telephone press conference last week, Michelle O'Neill asked Dr. Lewis Katz to help us understand. He's medical director of the Scott County Health Department and an infectious disease expert, and here's part of what he had to say.
Well, first of all, we don't need more testing to know how serious it is. It's horrible. The problem with testing numbers is private labs do not provide us with information yet. I'm not sure if it'll be this way forever. We don't know how many tests are being done at private labs. Decisions were made in the past that had dictated that we don't have capacity to test the way we would like to. Further, a lot of testing capacity in the U.S. has been diverted to places having more robust outbreaks than we have right now. Testing capacity is coming online, and I wish I had more. It would certainly be interesting data. But at the end of the day, following the shape of our curve of confirmed cases is going to give us the kind of information we need to make decisions and policy moving forward. I share everybody's dismay in the richest country in the world that we're having trouble rolling out testing. But it's getting better, and there'll be lots of tests 2 and 4 weeks from now. It's water under the bridge. I can't unmake decisions that were made earlier, and I don't know what else to say about it. The critical issues are that, well, people not insist on testing, that people for whom a positive test result will make no difference not insist on testing, because that then reduces the number of tests available for people with more serious illness. It is absolutely true that our testing capacity is not where we would like it to be, and we have to work around that reality here at the health department and in the healthcare system. I just don't think that the numbers of tests being done are terribly important, but worse, any numbers that I give you are really not going to be accurate, and I'd rather say nothing than be inaccurate. The other thing that we haven't yet emphasized that's kind of similar is we have also very limited supplies of personal protective equipment, and we need to find ways to get what we have to acute care settings where the concentration of infected patients is going to be highest and where our frontline healthcare workers will have the greatest risk of exposure. So we don't want people wasting masks and other barriers.
That's Dr. Lewis Katz, the medical director of Scott County Health Department, on his priorities regarding testing for coronavirus. The health departments are asking organizations and businesses to donate supplies of personal protective equipment to help protect healthcare workers, and that includes eye protection, gloves, gowns, and masks. To donate any of these items in the Quad Cities, you can contact the Salvation Army at 563-324-4808. That's 563-324-4808. And a reminder that there's lots of information about COVID-19 and links to others' info at WVIK.org. Just follow the link near the top of the page.